Maryland's Morning News on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
Well, about an hour ago, you may have heard me talking to our car guy, John Davis, the host of Motor Week on MPT, about a new car that's in the works called the Elio. And they're hoping to put it on the streets in the next year or so. A family sedan, it is not. It has just two seats, one behind the other. And it only has three wheels. But the cost is low and the mileage is high. And Paul Elio, the CEO of the Elio Motor Company, believes it really can fill a niche in the auto market.
Well, the premise of the vehicle is that most households have at least one vehicle that's primarily single occupant. Right. Even if you have a gaggle of kids, odds are you have an SUV / minivan, and then you have a sedan with dust on the backseat. We can be that car. So we won't be all the cars in any household, but we have a shot at being one car in most households. And the thing with vehicles is we all buy our vehicle for special purposes, right? You need to tow a boat on the weekend. You want to take the whole family to church. You know, there's some reason that drives you to buying this big vehicle, and you use that for 5% of its miles, and the other 95%, you're driving it by yourself. Before Elio, there wasn't a low-cost alternative that would make sense, right? You can't buy an entry-level economy car and have that make financial sense and have your SUV.
When I see it, I'm thinking, how does that not qualify as being late to the smart car party? I see more and more of them, and they seem to be filling the same kind of niche.
Well, it's the value proposition. So the smart car starts at 14, by the time you got air conditioning and everything on, it's about 17. We're 6,800. It gets 43 miles a gallon. We get 84. Mm-hmm. So the value proposition with 84 miles per gallon at $6,800 is vastly different than 17,043.
Okay.
So with those characteristics, it actually pays you to own an Elio and an Escalade. With the smart value proposition, it doesn't.
And the nice thing is you could fit the Elio in the Escalade, probably.
Yeah. Well, the reason I use that analogy, I ran into a guy and he said, hey, you know, if there was a checkbox for an Elio option when I bought my Escalade last month, I would have checked it.
Well, I'm not the first person.
The crazy thing about this vehicle is the wide swath that it cuts. You know, We had a lady who works at Walmart with an extremely long commute and can't afford a home phone, so she asked us to call her at work and have her paged, who wants an Elio. And we were outside the Senate building last week, and I had a senator who sits on the Appropriations Committee say, hey, if I could buy one right now, I would. I want one. And I don't think there's any other vehicle that cuts that wide a swath.
When I saw it, the first question I asked was, where's the rest of it? I can't imagine I'm the first person to say, it looks like a car that's been kind of cut off in the middle and the back end is missing.
Well, it's full-length, so it's got a 110-inch wheelbase, so it's got a longer wheelbase than a Honda Accord, so it's
really
not small. Yeah.
It just when you see the pictures, I haven't seen it in person, but I've seen the pictures and seen the video, it's just a funny-looking little car.
It is different-looking, there's no doubt about that. And the overwhelming and probably unanimous first comment is, when people see it, is, wow, this is much bigger than I expected. I don't know why the picture communicates it being smaller. But it's a full-size car cut in half, and that is the secret of the gas mileage. At highway speeds, most of your fuel goes to moving air.
Mm.
We're half as wide, we move half as much air, we can double the mileage.
Well, we'll find out in a matter of just a few months, I would imagine. Paul Elio of Elio Motor Cars, we appreciate you talking to us on Maryland's Morning News.
Hey, thank you.
And you can judge for yourself what this thing looks like. We've got some pretty cool video of it posted for you this morning at WBAL.com.